From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says its warplanes joined Turkish aircraft for the first time targeting Islamic State targets in the northern Syrian town of Elbaf. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy announced the joint operation, said 9 Russian and 8 Turkish aircraft took part in the combined mission. Russia and Turkey have been on opposing sides in the nearly 6-year conflict, with Moscow backing Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, while Ankara supports the rebels. Trinity University analyst David Lesh calls the newfound partnership extraordinary.
It's a manifestation of what has been heightening political cooperation between Turkey and Russia with regard to trying to find a political settlement to the Syrian civil war.
The two countries have sponsored talks in Kazakhstan scheduled next week aimed at resolving security issues such as ceasefire violations. Those talks were dealt a setback with the announcement Wednesday by the key rebel group Arar el-Sham it will not participate. As Thursday dawned and Adama Barrow was to take the oath of office as Gambia's president, Senegalese and Nigerian forces stood by to intervene if President Yahya Jammeh does not heed a call from the West African leaders to step down. The incumbent's mandate expired at midnight. Mr. Jammeh, who denounced the December 1st election and has called for a new ballot, declared a state of emergency. Gunfire in Ivory Coast erupted overnight in the port city of San Pedro as a security force mutiny continues. The commercial capital Abidjan was briefly impacted Wednesday. The government of President Alassane Ouattara has called for urgent negotiations over the grievances. The uprising erupted January 6 over back wages. At least 2 soldiers were killed on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping, addressing an audience in Geneva Wednesday, called for a world without nuclear weapons. Mr. Xi said nuclear weapons are the sword of Damocles that hangs over mankind and should be prohibited and thoroughly destroyed. The Chinese leader also promised China would build a new model of relations with the United States and warned that trade protectionism and self-isolation benefits no one. He also called for multilateral cooperation on matters such as climate change and terrorism. President Barack Obama Wednesday indirectly appealed to his successor, President-elect Donald Trump, to maintain sanctions on Russia over its annexation of Crimea from Ukraine. Mr. Trump has hinted at lifting those sanctions in exchange for a new nuclear arms deal with Moscow.
Russia continues to occupy Ukrainian territory and meddle in Ukrainian affairs and support military surrogates who have violated basic international law and international norms. What I've said to the Russians is as soon as you stop doing that, the sanctions will be removed.
At his final news conference, Mr. Obama said while his conversations with Mr. Trump have been lengthy and cordial, he expects policy changes once the president-elect takes office.
I have offered my best advice, counsel, about certain issues, both foreign and domestic, and you know, my working assumption is that having won an election opposed to a number of my initiatives and certain aspects of my vision for where the country needs to go, it is appropriate for him to go forward with his vision and his values.
Mr. Obama said when he leaves office, he'll spend more time with his family, do some writing, and be quiet a bit, not hear himself talk so much. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate says it was responsible for the suicide bomb attack on a northern Malian military camp that killed at least 60 soldiers Wednesday, wounded more than 100. A car packed with explosives penetrated the camp in Gao as hundreds of soldiers gathered for a meeting. The attack threatens a fragile peace effort by the government and rival armed groups. Iraq Wednesday declared the eastern sector of the northern city Mosul completely liberated of Islamic State defenders. The Tigris River divides the city. An Iraqi general called it a big victory in the 4-month campaign to retake the city from its IS defenders. Central Italy was hit Wednesday with 4 strong earthquakes, killing at least one. One 5.2 magnitude quake struck near Amatrice, a mountain community devastated by last August's major quake that killed hundreds. U.S. markets closed Wednesday mixed, the benchmark Dow Jones shedding another 22 points. U.S. consumer prices advanced in December as gasoline prices rose. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.